Storyworthy Media, the best in story-driven content.
Hey everyone, I'm Matt Knutson, actor, comedian, attentive listener, and you are listening to Storyworthy.
Welcome to Storyworthy. My name is Christine Blackburn, and I'm coming to you from Wondery Sunset Studio in West Hollywood, California. I am so glad you guys tuned in today. Whether you're a longtime fan of the show or a new listener, welcome to Storyworthy. Today's story is brought to us from comedian Matt Knutson, and it's titled Meeting the President. Meeting the President. You guys, I would be thrilled to meet any president. I would. I really would. And I've said this before, that I would sleep with any president. I would, for the experience. Now, see, if Trump wins, then I got a problem. I'm going to change that policy. Sergio, do you hear what I said? I'm going to change the policy. I won't sleep with that man. He's so creepy. Are you kidding me? I can't get past he's 70. I have to say, he looks no more than 69. All right, you guys, listen. Before we get to our storyteller, I did want to remind you to follow Storyworthy on Twitter and Instagram at Storyworthy, and head over to our website, storyworthypodcast.com, before you shop on Amazon. That would help. You know what I mean? You're going to start doing your Christmas shopping, that sort of thing. You click on my banner ad, then da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I get a few pennies. Nothing concerns you whatsoever. I know you think maybe you should be supporting your local elementary school. Well, you're wrong. You should be supporting Storyworthy. All right, you guys, Matt Knutson's here right now. He is an actor, and he has been on the big screen and the little screen. On the small screen, you've seen him in Boston Legal, Malcolm in the Middle, Big Love, just to name a few. He's done dozens and dozens of commercials, and you've also seen him as a stand-up comedian on Conan O'Brien, The Late Late Show, and also Last Call. You can also hear him over on Sirius XM Radio at the Comedy Stylings of Matt Knutson. Find Matt over on Twitter, at Matt Knutson, and also at his website, mattknutson.com. All right, without further ado, here he is, Matt Knutson.
I would have to say my whole life, I've been very lucky to kind of fall into happenstances because I say yes to most things. So a couple of years ago, my brother-in-law created an iPhone app called iMutator. It's actually on the iTunes store. You can look it up. You can buy it yourself. It's 99 cents. And basically what iMutator does is you take someone's picture with your iPhone or tablet or what have you, and then you can drag layered effects over them and create a creature. Like you can have their eyeball pop out, or you can give them werewolf ears or like a witch's nose. It's really fun, and it's a very popular app around Halloween. So the app was so popular that Michelle Obama actually found it and wanted to make iMutator the White House Halloween party present. So someone reached out to my brother-in-law, and he called me and asked me if I wanted to be one of the five people that he brought along to be a iMutator specialist for the Halloween party. So I was in New York at the time. I was like, yeah, let me check. Absolutely. Without a doubt, I will be there. So I had a CIA background check, which miraculously I passed, which was nice. Passed the background check, took a train to D.C. And basically what happened is we were set up in the blue room of the White House. And if you see the front doors, you walk in and there's like this giant vestibule. You go straight and that's the blue room right there. It's very iconic. You've seen it in a bunch of photographs. But the blue room looks out onto the South Lawn, and from there you can see the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial. The National Mall is just set up into like one long line like that. It's iconic and it's beautiful. So there we set up with iPhones, and we had these iPhones and iPods connected to these giant big screen TVs, so that as you were iMutating someone, they didn't have to be looking over your shoulder. They could actually look up on the big screen. So we are taking people's picture, and before the party, what happened is like staffers would come around, like butlers and cooks and stuff like that, they'd start to come and get their picture eye mutated. But once we took those pictures, we sent them to a remote printer, and it went into like a pre-printed frame that said Happy Halloween from the White House, 2000, I think it was 10 or something like that. So people got their picture printed out, and they started circulating around the White House. And then suddenly when people saw the pictures, they were wandering into the blue room. Hey, what's going on here, guys? I got to get myself one of these pictures. So we took a bunch of pictures, and we were working, and I heard one of the other volunteers say, "He's here." And with that, we looked out of the window of the blue room onto the South Lawn just in time to see Marine One, the helicopter, landing. And it was just – you're kind of like pressed up against the window like, because we've seen that. It's an iconic shot that you've seen every president do for generations. So the helicopter lands, you know, the little stairs come out. There's the Marine there at the base of the stairs. Obama gives him the salute and walks into the White House. And we were all just kind of like standing there like, that was so cool. So I thought, you know, so that was my brush with Obama. So I go back to eye mutating some people, and we did a few more. And in a few minutes, there was a guy that came in, really put together, African-American gentleman wearing a three-piece suit. And you could just tell by the way other people behaved around him that he was an important person, you know, because there was kind of like – not that there's ever a casual attitude in the White House, but they were a lot looser. And then this guy kind of comes in, and there was a – kind of an attention on deck posture that a lot of people took. So he walks up to me, and he had seen the other pictures going around. So he's like, "All right, what's all this?" So I was treating everyone the same. It's not like I made it more or less important for anyone that got their picture taken. So I took his picture and headed up on the big screen, and we're standing shoulder to shoulder, and I'm mutating him, and I think I had like given him some devil horns or something like that. So we're standing there looking at his picture, and you know, he's kind of laughing a little bit. And from over my left shoulder, I hear a voice that says, "Hey, Steve, looks like he gave you horns. He must know you, buddy." And so it was Obama. He stepped in, and like I said, Steve and I were standing shoulder to shoulder. So I opened my shoulder up to allow the president to join our conversation pod. And he stuck out his hand. He shook his hand. He said, "Thank you so much for being here. You know, really appreciate it. It means a lot." And I honestly don't remember what I said in the moment, but it was something in the neighborhood of "very nice to meet you, sir," "honor," something like that. I wasn't going to go for anything that was even the slightest attempt at witty. It was just very, "Yes, sir. Very nice to meet you. I'm happy to be here, sir." So for a couple of minutes, I just stood there. It was me, Obama, and Steve. And I was eye mutating Steve, and Obama was just busting on him because they were like good friends. Like, "Steve, oh, all right, Steve." So it was just really cool. So after a while, the party started, and the eye mutator in the blue room was like the hit of the party. Everybody was there. Everybody, you know, wanted to get their picture taken. And so there was a point in the night where Michelle Obama was standing over my shoulder, and she was watching me eye mutate somebody. And a guy approached her, and he said, "Mr. President, would you mind if I took a picture with, you know, could you pose for a picture with me and my family?" And she was very polite. She was very demure. And she said, I'm sorry, I really can't do that. If I posed for a picture with everyone that wanted one, it would be the only thing that I did all night long." So she's like, "You can take any pictures you want, but I can really only pose for official photography." And I leaned in and I said, "Yeah, I have the same policy." And she like for real laughed, like threw her head back, and there's like a, I mean, laughter exists because of surprise. And she was just, "Oh, And so she put her hand on my forearm and used the other hand to rub my back. And was just like, you are so funny. You are. Oh. And then I watched as she walked away and kind of revisited my joke in her head and laughed again. And I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. So, you know, I do stand up. And anytime I have a night where it's just like, oof, these shows are a rough set, I always just kind of tell myself, you know what? Michelle Obama thinks you are hilarious.
How great was that story, you guys? I love how Matt says yes to everything, you know? He just says yes. He's just like one of those guys. He's so positive. I Mutator. That reminds me of, I think, like, that was probably like Snapchat, before Snapchat, you know what I mean? Anyway, hanging out with the president. That's on my bucket list, I'll say that. All right, you guys, I got to wrap it up right about now. Again, I want to thank our storyteller, Matt Knutson. You can find him, like I said, over at his website, mattknutson.com, and on Twitter, at Matt Knutson. And why not tweet Matt and let him know how much you enjoyed his story, Meeting the President. And follow us over there on Twitter as well, at Storyworthy. And join us next week on Storyworthy for a story by writer Charles Freericks.
I actually tried to keep walking, brushing him aside. You think you're funny? He said as he shoved me back. It wasn't an overly aggressive shove, but it also confirmed my sense that he was a great deal stronger than I was, and if this was going to turn into a physical battle, the best I could hope for was to limit the amount of ribs I had broken.
Again, you guys, don't miss Charles Freerick's story, Stalker, next week on Storyworthy. I want to thank everybody here over at Wondery today, including our sound engineer, Sergio Enriquez. Thank you, Sergio. And on behalf of our storyteller, once again, Matt Knutson, my name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a Storyworthy week.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.